Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. Josh Peach is with us here this morning. Josh is the park manager at Lake Anita State Park. Josh, how are you?
Just fine.
Very good. Well, it's been one of those wacky years. 2020 is one that I know folks in the state park system look forward to because this was the 100th anniversary, the centennial for Iowa State Parks. It obviously hasn't gone the way we wanted it to for anything in the state this year, but you guys got a lot of use, I understand.
Yeah, like you said, it was supposed to be our big celebration year. We had a lot of events and stuff planned for our visitors and stuff like that. And with all the stuff that's went on, a lot of that has kind of been postponed, delayed, modified a little bit and stuff like that. But yeah, with it also, I mean, I think it's really got people appreciating hopefully our parks and what we have to offer that's kind of outside the normal recreational stuff that they've been doing.
I'm sure year to year you probably make friends with a lot of folks that come back over and over to use the facilities. Have you seen some new faces?
Oh yeah, of course our normal campers are here like we always get, but this year just been a lot of people coming in and just I've never been camping or I've never been here and the new faces and stuff it's been nice to get to see some of these people that haven't been using our parks a whole lot.
Yeah. Are they using the park differently at all? I mean, are people coming and staying longer or making quick short trips or maybe spending more time fishing? Are they doing it using the park a little differently this year?
A little bit. I would say the length of stay has been a little bit longer for people. I think more of the so-called staycations where instead of going somewhere big or across country, something like that, people are looking for local opportunities. And we have been seeing a little bit of longer stays. But, yeah, the number of people just using all aspects of the park has really went up. The kayakers and bikers and just anything we have to offer. I mean, our picnicking has been increased this year and shelter usage and swimming at the beach and about anything we offer out here has just seen a substantial increase of usage.
Yeah, I know through, for example, the Cass County Conservation, they've been really pushing things like kayaking and paddle boarding and offering demonstrations and chances for folks to try. You've probably seen a lot of that?
Oh, yeah. We have a naturalist that works for us, too, and a lot of our planned programs where we actually invite you and sit down and do something were canceled for the year. But she still came out and did, like, roving interpretation, just talking to campers one-on-one or as opposed to groups, and that's worked really well, I think, for her and for us, too, of just more of a personal connection than just here's some information.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, is there going to be any carryover, do you think, to next year, since maybe some of the planned events and things to celebrate the 100 years of state parks really, you know, kind of got messed up a little bit this year? Will there be any carryover toward next year if things get a little bit better?
I think there will be a little bit. Some of the events that we had scheduled for this year are something that would work well on any year in our park. So I think we'll see a little bit of carryover and doing some of that events next year. Again, not so much focused on our 100th anniversary, but maybe we'll make a special for 101 years or something like that.
There you go. I know there's a lot of the usage from local folks, but what's kind of been the traffic there this year? Have you seen more folks from a distance, more folks from the local areas here? What's kind of been the pattern?
With us being fairly close to the interstate, we usually see a very good non-local population coming out here. Probably about 30% of our campers are usually from out of state. This year, it's a little bit different. We're still seeing people traveling from a distance, but our out-of-state people, we're seeing more people from Nebraska come over like that. But again, like I said, the far travelers and stuff like that has actually went down a little bit. So I think we're seeing more Iowans this year using our parks because, like I said, people aren't traveling as much, so we're not getting so much of that out-of-state traffic we have in the past.
Right. Well, a strong summer as far as traffic goes at the park. Do you expect that to continue as long as the weather's nice?
I think so, yeah. People have been upgrading to campers over the years. People that used to be in tents are now in pop-ups or small travel trailers and stuff like that. And that allows for a little longer season where you can be in your camper, you can have your heater on for a little bit if it gets kind of chilly at night. And we've been seeing that kind of in past years, too, of until we get a really hard freeze, people are still coming out and using our parks. And I think we're going to continue seeing that this year.
Excellent. Very good. How's the fishing been over there?
Like normal, on and off, but overall, fishing's been pretty good. A lot of people I've talked to have done really well. They've caught some decent fish out of the lake this year.
Yeah, yeah. Bank fishing, boat fishing, or both?
A little bit of both. With our, I don't want to get into this controversy, but our lily pads over here kind of hinder the bank fishing a little bit. It's really good for water quality and overall fishing in the lake, but it does make it a little tough for the bank fishing sometimes. So we've seen a lot of boat traffic out here this summer, some fishing tournaments, and yeah, just people coming out trying to catch something.
Yeah, well, of course, you start to get into the fall of the year, and you really get to start to see the park morph into something different, and sometimes you get to see more of the park.
Yes, yes. The seasons progress, and yeah, everything changes a little bit. I mean, we're going into fall. We're going to be seeing more deer movement, which will increase the number of deer in the park, and with the leaves falling and stuff like that, it opens up some different vistas and views, and yeah, it's nice thing about our state parks is there's always something to do in the various times of the year, and people, I think, continue to use our park year-round, and it just fall and even coming up winter is just a different opportunity to see some different stuff out here.
You're not kidding there. There's always a lot to do. And in fact, coming up on Saturday, September 26th, a lot of the state parks around the state are celebrating the centennial by having some cleanup opportunities. We always have fun at the parks, but there's always a little something to do after everyone leaves, and we need to kind of clean things up a little bit and do some spruce-ups. You guys have an event starting at 9 o'clock on the 26th. What all will you be doing there?
Yeah, volunteerism has been fairly big in our parks here in the last 5-10 years because people, they want to give back. People are always asking what they can do. They've been supporting our friends group and stuff like that that does work out here, but this just gives people an opportunity to come out. We're going to be looking at a couple different things, kind of depending on how many people show up to volunteer, but we've got a little bit, like our bike trail, we're going to add some rock along the edge of that just to make it safer, so some, if somebody steps off the edge, they don't twist an ankle or something like that or wreck their bicycle. We're also going to that's going to be a little more strenuous, but we're also going to do some trash pickup. That's something we always have to deal with out of here. Sometimes littering, other times just trash gets away from somebody's campsite and they don't realize it. But we're going to go through and kind of pick up along the lake shore and then, like the little tiny pieces of trash that people don't think about, cigarette butts and little pieces of wrapper in the campground. It gets really bad, and we're going to go through and kind of try to pick some of that stuff up too.
Sure. So there's something for everyone to participate in?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, we'll have some a little more strenuous activity, but then the fairly easier stuff. And if somebody wants to come out here, we're kind of scheduling for about 2 hours. But if somebody wants to work 15 minutes or we'll take anybody who's wanting to do something out here. It's not going to be so much of an organized, this is the start time, this is the finish time, because we're wanting to continue with the social distancing kind of a thing. So we're going to let people just kind of trickle in and trickle out as they want to that morning.
Sure. Well, I know on the DNR website it says you're looking for probably 10 to 20 volunteers, but there's always room for more, right?
Yeah, I think we could take a little bit more than that. But like I said, they just really wanted us to be aware of how many people we could use without getting people in too close a contact with each other. So sure. We're going to, like I said, try to, if a family group comes out here, we'll have them working on a project together kind of a thing. And not so much of, okay, you two work together who don't know each other. So again, try to deal with the times anyway.
You betcha. Should they bring anything with them?
We will provide most of it. We'll have trash bags and some shovels and stuff like that. If anyone has, actually, I don't know if there's a whole lot they can. I mean, maybe some work gloves or something like that. We'll have some rubber gloves in case somebody comes and picks up something that's not the most pleasant. But yeah, we'll have most of the stuff I think people are going to need.
Sure. Okay, very good. Where should they meet up on that day?
The park office is where we're going to have our main center at up here, so they can just stop in here and they can tell us what they would like to do, or if they just, whatever we need done, we'll assign them something.
Oh, very good. Do they need to call ahead at all or just show up that day?
If they know for sure they're coming, they could call ahead, just call the park office, and So that kind of way we kind of, again, have a head count and who's going to be doing what and where. But if it is kind of a last minute, hey, let's go over to the park, we'll take them anyway.
You bet. Well, it might be bearing down on the end of the summer season, but the use season for Lake Anita State Park is really extending into deep into the fall season as well. So always good to keep things fresh and spruced up and cleaned up as well. And appreciate the volunteers. It's great to have great volunteers, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuff volunteers can do for us that we just can't get done on our own. I mean, we have a limited number of hours for our summer help, and the different projects the state has us do out here, too, just makes it hard to get stuff done. And this is a great opportunity to, like I said, get a little help here at the park, get some stuff done that we may not have done, and also give, like I said earlier, people a chance for people to be more involved with the ownership of the park. I mean, this is Iowa State Park. It belongs to everybody, and we do our best to keep it up for them, but a little help doesn't hurt either.
No, it doesn't. And it's a chance to get a little fresh air on a Saturday, too, so a lot of good
things. It's supposed to be a nice day, yes.
You betcha. So, again, that's coming up on Saturday, September 26th, 9 a.m. Meet there at the park office at Lake Anita. They would love to have you stop by and help out. Josh, thank you so much for the time here this morning. Appreciate all that you and your staff do. We have a great treasure here locally. We'd like to keep it looking nice.
Thank you very much.